A place cannot produce poems. It can only not prevent them. And Hull is good at that.
Let me tell you something about this city. All of us, we're all just passing through, and we've all been here forever.
Today we'll find out whether Hull becomes City of Culture 2017. I woke up at 1:30, 2:00, 2:30, and 3:00, and in my head there was a voice going, and the winner is... But they didn't finish the sentence.
Yeah, but it's not far away, is it? You'll find out the answer to that one this morning.
The shining Gul Mahmud gathers to the surprise of a large town.
Here domes and statues, spires and cranes cluster beside grain-scattered streets, barge-crowded water.
I just think that anything that can bring, you know, prosperity and enthusiasm for the whole town can't be anything but good.
Do you think they'll do it? I'm passionate about the city. I've backed it on Twitter, Facebook, and... So, yeah, I'm 100% behind it.
We're a brilliant city, and I wouldn't live anywhere else.
We didn't get even shortlisted last time, so we had to change our approach, we had to change the way we did this, try and engage much more with the private sector, with the community directly, and that seems to have worked. It certainly got the city behind the bid, but it's, you know, we have to wait and see whether that was successful.
In a certain respect, if we get this, it'll be the icing on the cake. If you know, if we don't, then we move on anyway. You know, and I think this is the great thing. This has done such a huge amount of good for the city. I think other people have been saying, you know, it's really galvanised everybody. It's brought people together. You know, the backing for it and the idea that, you know, we want to be a united city. We want culture in that city.
It's been incredible. Great fun as well, and I don't think anybody can take away from anybody here that achievement of togetherness that the city has found.
Culture reminds us of where we've been, what we are, and where we can be in the future. So I think it was very, very difficult, and I'll now hand you over to the Secretary of State to announce the winner.
And I'm delighted to announce that the UK City of Culture 2017 is Hull.
Well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to you live from the City of Culture 2017.
There is no summing up how that felt. The room just felt absolutely electric.
Just over the moon. It's literally the best feeling you can possibly imagine. And I think just what makes it so special is it's Hull people doing it for Hull, just telling the rest of the world just what a great place we are.
I'm really lost for words. Just an incredible feeling after all the hard work, all the you know, all the efforts, all the contributions, the energy that's built up in the city, and the backing of the people in the city for the bid, and just that feeling when they said, and it's Hull, was just indescribable.
I feel my legs are like jelly. I feel like I'm going to be in a heap on the floor. I don't care whether I sound like a bingo caller, not that there's anything wrong with bingo callers. This is for everyone at the city and for the community out there, and that's where I come from. My heart is with the community, and if you haven't got the people behind you, you haven't got anything. And it just proves it. The people are behind this all the way.
Well, it's just fabulous, isn't it? Because people slag Hull off constantly. And yeah, it's not the best city, but it's got a lot going for it. And we're stuck here at the end of the Humber, and we're just going to show them what we can do.
Hull's got such a rich heritage and a rich history, and I mean, fantastic culture too, as we've seen today.
It came back to the fact that nobody else could displace Hull, and in the end, it was unanimous that, you know, this is the time for you to find your place in the UK and come out of the shadows, as the bid said.
Say yes to Hull. Say yes to freedom.